Malamed, it comes to teach us, Shein ha-shchina shora, the shchina doesn't come down, al pochos mishnei alpayin, less than 2,000, u'shnei revavos, and 2 10,000s. So you have to have 22,000 yidin, mi Yisrael. Ha-reisho Yisrael, shnei alpayin, let's say there was 2,000, u'shnei revavos, and 20,000, chasar echad, there was 22,000 Jews, less one, this Evazel Yosef Apir Rivia, and one person did not be Yosef Apir Rivia, Lanimtsa Zegur Nashkina Shatastalik in Israel, isn't it that this one person now caused that the Shekhinah does not come down to Klal Yisrael? Because if we would have had another child, we would have had 22,000. So every single person is included in the number of 22,000. Abachonin Omar Mishum Rabbi Eliezer, Chayiv Misa, it's Mamas called like the Chayiv Misa, Shinem and Apostle says, Ubonin Loyoyulim. By not the Vyavio, the Potsdam has the reason why they were killed, because they didn't have any children. It's Mashma Hoyulham Bon, if they would have had children, Lay Nasa, they wouldn't have died. So children, the not the Vyavio died because one of the Inyanim was, they didn't have children. Achirim Maimrim, others say, Gurium Lashkina Shetasalik Mi Israel. By not having children, you let taken away the Shkina. Shinem, the Potsdam says, Liyois Lachol Elokim, Ulazarecha Achirecha. Kodesh told Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu said, "Yis l'chol alakim l'zarecha achrecha." That bisman she'zarecha achrecha. When you have children after you, shchina shayra. Then you have the shchina. Ain zarecha achrecha, but you don't have children after you. As al mi shayra, who is the shchina going to be shayra on? Haleitzim v'alavonim and stam sticks and stones. So melo, then you have children that the shchina should be with us. So the Mishnah. Nosa isha, if you marry a wife. And they lived with her for 10 years. For lo yoldo, and she didn't have any children. So locher is ema rishoy levatel. You're not allowed to be mevatel for the mitzvah anymore. So therefore Rashi says el oyigashem. Either you should give her a get or ish ishacher. So she should marry another wife. However, the locher is brought down. We're not knowing that this bisman is there. A lot of the more brings down here that we're not makbid on this. That the meister people stay married even 10 years, even don't have children altogether. We're not knowing about this threat to say you have to marry another wife and give your wife a get. But that's the Mishnah's din, though, that if a person lives 10 years with a wife and then have children, Rashi either gives her a get or else he can marry another wife. Girsha, let's say he gives her a get. Halacha is muteres linos liacher. She is allowed to get married to somebody else. In other words, we don't say for sure what's her problem. Maybe she couldn't have children from the first husband, but it's possible from another husband she will have children. So therefore, she's allowed to get married. The Rashi says, we do not say, akorihi, like she can't have children. And then we should tell her, like, don't get married. Or only get married to somebody else that can't have children then. No, because we say, maybe she's okay. She didn't have children. Maybe there was something wrong with the first husband. So therefore, she's allowed to get married to a normal husband. And the second husband is also allowed to wait with her 10 years to see maybe he'll have children from her or not. Let's say she's mapul, is moina mishosha pila. Then if she's mapul, she has a miscarriage, then you have to count the 10 years, that's over again from the time of the miscarriage, that's when you start counting again the 10 years. Tana Rabbanan, nasa isha, if you married a wife, v'shoima esa shonam, and you waited, you lived for 10 years, for lo yoldo, she didn't have any children. Halacha is yotzi. Supposed to give her a get, for yitain ksuba. But you have to give her a ksuba. In other words, we don't say it's her fault. If it would have been her fault, then you have to give her a ksuba. That's like it's not your fault by giving her a get, it's her fault. But we say, no, we're not for sure it's her fault. Could be it's your fault. Therefore, you have to give her a get. Why? Shema lo zochli bonus mimeno. Like maybe you weren't zoich to have children. So it's, maybe it's not her, it's didn't you. So therefore, you have to give her a ksuba. Afal pi shein ra'al adav, even though there's no real proof to this inyan, that after 10 years you have to give your wife a get, of a zeichel adav, there is a zeichel as a current for this thing. The pasuk says, by Avram Avinu, miketz eser shonim, after 10 years, lo sheves Avram b'Eretz Kenan, after 10 years and sitting in Eretz Kenan, that's when they took Hagar, that's when they married Hagar to have children. And the lamdacha comes to teach us here first, shein yeshivas chutz loretz oduloi min haminyan. Now the pasuk says what? That is after 10 years that he lived in Eretz Canaan and Eretz Yisrael, even though they lived in Chutz Loretz, those years don't count. If you live in Chutz Loretz Bechlal, you don't have this cheshbon of 10 years. 10 years is only if you live in Eretz Yisrael. Because you could be told the reason why you don't have children is maybe because you live in Chutz Loretz. But when you come into Eretz Yisrael, then living 10 years, That's when we see Avraham Avinu went to marry Hagar. So Rashi says, Miket Esa Shonim, Bo Al Hagar. That's when Avraham Avinu lived with Hagar. For Ho Hai De Loi Nosav Lo Bahanech Shnei Kamoi, Ad Shloi Bo Loret Kenan, Sho Yushonim Rubais, the Padam Aram. Ah, he lived a lot of years before this in Padam Aram, much more than 10 years. The Landecho Shen Yeshivas Chutz Loret Odoloi. But you live in Chutz Loret doesn't include the 10 years. Because Dilma Mishum Oven Chutz Loret Hei Makurim. Like you're not supposed to be living in Chutz Loret. So maybe because of the Aveira that you're in Chutz Loret, that's what caused you not to have children. So when you come into Eretz Yisrael, you start the years over as 10 years in Eretz Yisrael. Lefikos, the Gemara says, therefore, like Rashi says, Hoyu v'kochazinin, since we see, Shein Yeshivas Chutz Loret min aminyin, you don't count the years you're living in Chutz Loret. Why? To talinin b'chol dover amoneim min haroyin, we could say anything maybe causes her not to become pregnant. Is therefore, since we see that there are things that could stop her, therefore we don't count those years like living in Chutz Loret. Maybe it's the avera of being in Chutz Loret that causes her not to become pregnant. So the same thing, even if they're living in Eretz Yisrael. Cholahu, let's say he gets sick, or Shecholsi or she gets sick, or Shneim Chavushim Reis Asurim, or they're both locked up in jail. And Ozum Loimin Aminyin, these years don't count. Like you have to have 10 years when they're healthy, when they could have children. But if there are reasons why they can't have children, that does not go into the Cheshbon. Omale Rabbi Rav Nachman. So Rabbi told Rav Nachman, V'leilach me Yitzchak. How come we don't also bring a raya from Yitzchak? The Pesukim said the same thing by Yitzchak. Tichsiv, it's on and on. Not the same thing, where's the cash now? Learn out from Yitzchak. Tichsiv, by Yitzchak it says, V'hi Yitzchak ben aboyim shona. V'kach teyes Rivka. That he was 40 years old when he married her. Tichsiv, the Pesuk says, V'yitzchak ben shishim shona v'ledes oisim. That Yitzchak was 60 years old. So when the cash was faket, you see, he waited 20 years, not 10 years. So learn out from here. Said Rashi, "Leilu from Yitzchok sheshu esrim shana, that he waited 20 years for loy nosach, he didn't marry somebody else." So what do you learn out from Avraham Avinu? 10 years. Learn out from Yitzchok that you let us stay married 20 years. Amaleis, they answered back, "Yitzchok oker hoya." Yitzchok was an oker. It wasn't only Rivka's problem; it was Yitzchok's problem also. Yitzchok was not able to have children. Rashi oker hoya v'yodeya, he knew shemach matzatzmahu. It was his problem. So therefore, it wouldn't help him to marry somebody else. Because if it's his problem, no matter who he marries, he can't have children. L'kama neforish lon, nafka lon diyokaroya. Soon we'll bring down, how do we know, he also couldn't have children. Fred Gemara Yehochi, if that's true, that you can't learn out from Yitzchok, because he was an okar. Fred Gemara Avram nami okaroya. Avram Avinu was also an okar. Kiramila Kaman will soon say that. Yeah, Avram Avinu also couldn't have children. So how do you learn out from Avram Avinu? Now the Gemara, Humi Boyalei Likud Rabbi Chiya Baraba. The Terence is Enochanami. Even though they were in Okor, still you can learn out. But the reason why we don't learn out from Yitzchok is for a different reason. But the reason why it says the years by Yitzchok is for a different reason. Humi Boyalei, the reason why it says how old Yitzchok was, Likud Rabbi Chiya Baraba. The young Rabbi Chiya Baraba, Om Rabbi Yechanin. Lomo Nimnu Shnoisor Shal Yishmoel. How come the Pesuk says how old Yishmoel was? To know how old Yaakov was. And we'll soon see. So therefore we have to know how old Yitzchak was also. Let's see Rashi. Rashumi Boyle Kuaima. Yitzchak Okar Hoya Mishumachula Nosiv Achriti. That's true. From Yitzchak can't bring any proof because Yitzchak himself couldn't have any children. That's why he didn't marry somebody else. Ukrod Yitzchak Ben Shishim Shona Lo Yeseru. But the Pesuk by Yitzchak that says that he was 60 years old is not extra. The Tema to say then, Lahochi Katfer Rachmono, Lenigma Minei, Shia Sesum Shona. Now that's the way we're going to say by Avraham Avinu. Even though Avraham Avinu was an Okar, he himself couldn't have children, but then the question is, why did the Pesuk have to say, after 10 years of living, that's when Avraham Avinu took Hagar? Like, for what purpose did the Pesuk say it for? It's extra. So since by Avraham Avinu it says that after 10 years, it comes to teach us that by other people also, after 10 years, they should marry somebody else. Now by Yitzchak though, the Pesukim are not extra. By Yitzchak, we need the Pesukim to say how old he was in order to know how old Yaakov Avinu was. So since the Pesukim are not extra, and from the actual fact that Yitzchak did not marry another wife, there's no proof. Because Yitzchak knew that he himself was the problem. Therefore, from Yitzchak we can't learn out. But from Avraham Avinu we could learn out. Because the Pesuk shouldn't have said, Miket Tesa Shonim, what do you have to say after 10 years for?
Mashaken by Yitzchak, though we need it. What do we need Yitzchak for? The Gemara says, Liyachas ben Rashi leida shenoyser sheYaakov. Then kama shonim hoyu, to know how old Yaakov was. Kisholach lebeis Eivor, when he went to Beis Eivor, who kishol madal aber, who shloi gemor the Megillah before shlo. More at the end of Megillah explains it. Vaykra the Yitzchak ben Shishim shona ma'isel leyosim the Afinu minei the Godol Talmud Torah mikivud avein. Shekoloisin shonim sheYaakov beis Eivor lenenish aleim. That's what has to tell us right now how old Yitzchak was. The shas that he had, Yaakov, in order to know that the life of Yaakov, in order to learn out this limud, that the years that he was learning Torah and Shein Braver, those years he didn't get punished. That God will tell Talmud Torah, you're allowed to go learn Talmud Torah, you're allowed to learn Torah even though you can't be Mekayim, Kibbut Avim. You're allowed to go learn Yeshiva out of town. That we learn out from Yaakov Avinu, so it's Negeya to know how old he was, we need this pasuk that Yitzchak was Ben Shishim Shona. So by Yitzchak the pasuk is not extra. Mashenken by Yaakov, by Avraham Avinu, the pasuk is extra. That's why from Avraham Avinu we learn out this Indian of 10 years. So the more Omer of Yitzchak Avinu Ocher Hoya. How do we know that Yitzchak Avinu wasn't Ocher? He himself couldn't have children. Shenem the pasuk says Vayeta Yitzchak LaHashem LoNoichach Ishtoi. That Yitzchak davened to Hashem opposite his wife. Now, Al Ishtoi Loi Nemer doesn't say Davin for the sake of his wife. Elo Lonoichach, opposite his wife. Malamed comes to teach us, Sheshneim Akurim Hoyim, that both of them was Ocher, and really was Davin for himself also. He was Davin for both of them, but he was Davin for himself also. For the Gemara Yochi is so, Vayerta Loi, Vayerta Lehemi Borlei, should have said Lashon Vayerta. So Rashi says, Vishleim Iyar Metfilos Yitzchok, Al Ishtoi Hoyso, Hainu the Siva Yerta Loi, if Yitzchak was avni for himself, and just he was opposite his wife, so then it should have said Lashon of Vayetol Hem, like both of them was davening to Hashem. Yitzchak and Rivka were both davening to Hashem, so why say Lashon of Vayetol Yitzchak? Let's say Vayetol Loi. Should have said v'yeto lehem. So Gemara says l'fi sheina doime tefilas tzadik ben tzadik letefilas tzadik ben rasha. What it means to say. Yes, it tells what Hashem listened to tefilah of Yitzchak because he was a tzadik ben tzadik. Mashenken Rivka wasn't a tzadik ben tzadik, it's ben tzadik ben tzadik. Yeah. So that was the raya that Yitzchak was an Ocher, that really he was davening for himself because he was the Ocher. Omer Rav Yitzchak, Mifnei ma hoyu avoseinu akurim. How come the Yovas were Ocher, akurim? Hes Avraham Avinu and Yitzchak both couldn't have children. Mifnei shaHakadosh Baruch Hu misava letfilosim shel tzadikim. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves tzadikim to daven to him. So Mela Hashem gives them sometimes problems that they should have to daven to Hashem so that Hashem will listen and be merapa them. And Omer Rav Yitzchak, Lo monim shlo tfilosin shal tzadikim kotor, why is the lashon of tfilah, it says here vayetar, which is like a pitchfork, why is the daima to an etar? So ma oto zeh, ma hapecha tfuh mimokam lamokam, with a pitchfork, you turn over the hay from one side to another side, is kach tfilosin shal tzadikim. The same way when tzadikim davin, is mahafeches midoysa shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mimidas ragzonois, lemidas rachmonis. That they change over the midah of Hashem, even if Hashem is angry, because Klai Yisrael is doing too many averis, the tefillah of the tzaddikim change over HaKadosh Baruch Hu's midah into the midah of rachmonis. That's the lashon of etar, like changing over, you turn over the midas of Hashem. Omer Rabbi Ami, Avraham v'Sara tumtum hoyu. Avraham and Sarah, both when they were born a tumtum. His mamish, their Abram was covered up. You couldn't tell if there was Zachar and a Keva. They had both, they had a tumtum. Shinam the Pasuk says, Habita el Tzur.